Well, this morning I have a message for you because I speak to the Christian people. Amen. My message is for the Christian people. Amen. So please don't get offended because the message is for Christian people. And the message always, the Lord, what do you want me to talk about? And the Holy Spirit is always leading me to say something that is important for you and me. Amen. I said to the Holy Spirit, do you really want me to say that this morning to the church? He said, well, it will be good for them to know. So, amen. Because if you don't tell them, you will be responsible for this. So I said, Holy Spirit, help me to say. And so I want you to say this morning to somebody next to you. The Holy Spirit said, do not fear. Can you say that? Don't fear. Amen. Don't fear. There is a lot of problem in the Christian life today. There is a lot of fear. But let me tell you, fear blocking your life to prosper. Amen. So the Bible said in Psalm 118, verse 7, it said, I will not be afraid because the Lord is my helper. The people cannot do anything to me. Can I hear amen? Amen. The people cannot do anything to me because the Lord is my helper. Amen. If God is your helper, no one can do anything to you. Amen. You know, this morning I gotta preach nice message. I always do it, you know. But this morning is going to be the best one. Amen. Because I want to impress in you how God is loving you. Amen. I want to impress you how God taking care of you. Amen. So that's why I wanted to preach to you this a beautiful message. Don't fear. If you don't remember anything what I'm going to say, please remember this. Don't fear. Amen. 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 Fear paralyzes you. Fear destroys you. Fear, they don't make you success. I said to my daughter this week, I said, don't fear. Because some news was come and she was a little bit upset. I said, don't fear. Trust God. Because God can do what you and I cannot do. Amen. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. God is one who say to me, I will trust him and not be afraid, that the Lord give me strength and make me sign to have saved me from the things of the world. Amen. God never ever let you down. God is with you, not against you. Unfortunately, the Christian people today, they fear. There's a number of people I'm talking to, they fear. I will say to you, not fear. Fear not. Will not fear. Because if you fear, if it's not today, tomorrow, you will cry. Amen. So don't fear. Trust in God. Who taking care of situation. Timothy, you know, it's 1 Timothy 1:7. It says, God is not giving you or give us a spirit of fear or intimidation. He give a fear, he give a spirit of victory in our life. So God don't give you a spirit of fear and not intimidation. He give you a spirit of victoria and glorious life to live in for you, life from blessing to blessing. And telling the devil to stay behind when he come to you with fear. But don't give the devil victory. But give the spirit of power, the loving wisdom and discernment into your life that God wants you to live for a successful man and woman of God. Amen. Fear will cause a person to lose control. Hello? Fear causes you to lose control of your mind. And you become paralyzed of word. You cannot speak. A man that have a fear, he cannot open his mouth. Hello? He cannot open his mouth. We have a spirit of a control spirit. We have a spirit of the love. We have a spirit of the God given to us and the spirit of power against the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
We have a spirit of power against the enemy. That's what the Christian people are going to learn, that you are belong to God and not belong to anybody else. And with God with you, nobody can be against you. Let me hear amen for that. So some people, they confuse themselves. They don't understand the power that you have in your life. You have a power over the enemy. Amen. Amen. You have a power over the enemy. In 2 Peter chapter 3, 12, therefore, beloved, looking forward to the things be ahead by his peace, God, with the sport and blemish, God is with you, not against you, like I said. So remove the influence of fear that you come across into your life. Fear paralyzes you. Fear that are making you progress in your life. I hear a story of the woman who was living under fear. Fear for the people. Fear for the husband, they tell her you're not good for nothing. The husband was not a very nice man. He was telling her that she was living her life of fear every day. She could not do anything by herself. Because she was living under the influence of his fear. That one day she's speaking to a Christian woman, and the Christian woman said to her, leave this fear out of your life. Started to live it with the open eyes that God is with you, not against you. For her to have a new beginning for her life. Because a fear was paralyzing her. Particularly when the husband said, you're not good for nothing. You can't do this, you can't do that. She was fear every day of her life. Until somebody come to her and said, remove this fear from your life. Fear produces to feel sick in your life. Fear draw you out of your mouth and paralyze you. Fear that you don't do anything. So fear is not good at all. Fear paralyzes the whole arm of Israel. Fear paralyzes the whole arm of Israel. When God is filling these people, you know, you hear this story. When the whole arm of Israel was paralyzed because of the big man was come against them. They paralyzed the whole army of Israel. No one was moving. No one was going to defend it. No one was going to fight it. Because of the fear was paralyzing the whole army. Until God got this young man David and go there and said, why we fear if God is with us, who can be against us? And you know this story, this young man, they don't fear for the big man. He don't fear for the big army. He don't fear for us. He said, you come to me against the people of my people, against the God of Israel. But I come to you with the anointed faith of the power of the living God. And you know what happened? You know what happened? Fear was paralyzed the whole army. But faith will break through. A young man will destroy the big man because there was no fear in his life. Fear, he put you down. Fear, you could not talk. Fear, you should never speak. Amen. You should speak word of power, word of knowledge, with a blessing in your life. Amen.
Amen.
With a blessing in your life. God wants us into doing what is really is blessing us. He wants delivering us from the fear. You know, God, the Bible is said 365 times in the Bible, fear not. 365 times in the Bible, fear not. Amen. So fear, they stop you to progress. Amen. God tell you, Joshua, fear not. Don't run out. Fear not. The army, the city is big. The city is strong. But God tell you, Joshua, you'll take over. Amen. And you know the story. He don't use a big army. He don't use, you know, big machinery. He uses just the word of power, the word that comes from the heaven. He uses faith. And when he uses faith, the wall of Jericho falling down because there was no fear in the people who was standing behind the gates. Amen. Faith blocking the enemy to come near you. Fear paralyzes you. The enemy come over you. God told him, not fear. Go against these people. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, we see situation of the devil tried to put Jesus to bound down. But what Jesus said to the devil, devil, is written. The man is not living only by bread, but every word that comes from the power of the heaven. The man is not living by the word only, but living by the power that comes from the heaven. So you needed to use faith and you needed to use the word of God to defeat the enemy. From Genesis to Revelation, fear not, shake it out, walk it on, put it under the feet. Amen. God telling Isaac not to fear. I am God of Abraham, God of your father. Why you fear? I am with you. I promise to your father for generations to come. I will follow you wherever you go. I will give you new generations to come. Fear paralyzes the people. You know the situation? Sarah can't have no children. And she was old. And the fear delighted the miracle. But if you want to hear the story, you'll have to come tonight. And I got to tell you now. The devil will stop you to come further or to go further. But I invite you as a brothers and sisters, like the Apostle Paul said in Ephesians 6, 10 and 18, he said, be strong in the Lord and the mighty power. Be strong on the Lord and fill yourself with the mighty power. Put the armor of the Lord in your life. You know, when you put the armor of the Lord in your life, you can stop the enemy. Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. When David went against the enemy, he don't use the uniform that Saul was giving to him. There was a structure that, you know, to defend themselves with the practical thing. He used the faith, the army. He used the uniform. He used the anointing that come by faith. Amen. He used the power that come from the heaven. You know, a policeman, they can go there on the street and put their hands up and stop the semi-trial. They can do that. You think the policeman is strong enough to stop the semi-trial? Not really. The semi-trial can wipe the policeman and kill him because he's the only simple man like you and I. Amen. But he put the hands up and the biggest semi-trial, he will stop it before him. The reason why the semi-trial stopped because this man has a uniform on, amen. A uniform represents the power of the Lord. If you endorse the uniform of the Holy Spirit, you can put your hands up and the enemy will run away from you because of having no power in you. He will not come in at you. When the devil will come, you put your hands up. He will stop it because you has the armor of the Lord endorsing on you. Yeah, if you dress with the power of the Holy Spirit, if you have the garment of the Lord in your soul, if you have the power of the Holy Spirit on your feet, if you have the fight in you, you will stop the enemy. Because it's not you who stop it, it's the power of the Holy Spirit who stop it. But you left the dress with the anointing that comes from the heaven. Glory be to God. I think not long ago, I told you the story of when I was on the army, we can paralyze the holy city. Amen. We paralyze the holy city because as a uniform military, we broke the bridge. Nobody can go through. Amen. Nobody can go through to the city. They will not let anybody to go in. You think that the whole city will become against two, three men who stand on the bridge and fall on the water? They can. But because we have the uniform of the military power, they're not coming near on us. Amen. So if you have the uniform of the Holy Spirit in your life, I'm telling you, the devil is not coming near you because he run 100 kilometers an hour because he has no power to come near you. Amen. Amen. And somebody telling you that you're not good, so just tell him, stay behind me, Satan, because I can tell you what I can do for you. Amen. Yes. I belong to Jesus. Now, if you seek, believe in God, amen. I hear a story not long ago. This story is really blessed me. You know, when you seek, don't start to close yourself in the room and start to cry. Don't do that. Just run to the church, amen. And ask the believer to pray for you. Because the faith of the believer, they can destroy the sickness of your life. I hear this story not long ago, that a few years ago, one of the pastors here in Australia, they found themselves sick with a cancer on his throat. And when he hear that, he shared that with some people on the church. One young man, he put his hands up, he said, "Pastor, give me three verses of the Bible that talk about healing." And the pastor giving to him three verses of the Bible to talk about the feeling. And this young man, he got this verse on the Bible and every day he pray about it. And they say, "Lord, heal my pastor and make sure that he's not losing anything to speak into the ministry." Day after day, day after day, day after day, for months and months, when the pastor gone to check him up, there was no cancer in his life because of the power of the healing was removing the sickness of the life. Some people get sick and they cry from the first day. They run across themselves inside and not let nobody know to know. Let me tell you, you not let the devil to hear that. By running to Jesus and asking Jesus to touch your life. And the sickness will disappear. Fear not, because God is with you. Speak the word of faith. Amen. I'm preaching to you. I'm praying for Africa. These people in Harare, they know me. I think 4 or 5 years ago, I was there. When I said, "Don't lose the opportunity to come to God," 200 people run and I would say, "Well, please help me to pray." There nobody move until they are touched with my hands. Amen. But the power of the Holy Spirit was to do the miracle because I couldn't do anything. I could not do anything. Healing is belong to Jesus, not belong to anybody. Amen. But what you have to do, you have to climb at the healing. Amen. This young man, he never stopped in prayer for his pastor. Day and night, he processing the verses that the pastor gave him. Lord, making sure that my pastor is getting healed and not affect his ministry for day after day. That when the days come, the word of the Lord was speaking out. The pastor was not long, was sick. So speak the word of faith, power of God. The word that the man was sick, the body was completely healed. The result was the voice of speaking word. Amen. You know, you needed to, you know, God wants you to hear your voice. You know, some people say, Pastor Tony, I pray from my home on the front of the TV with the heater. But you know, there are some people here who screaming for prayer, amen, as on Wednesday night. They're here. They lift their hands up and pray for you. Oh, you say, oh yeah, we can pray for you. But if you really want to heal it, just to come, amen. Just come before the Lord and pray and asking God, use the word of faith into your life. Talking to God, speaking to him. He wants to hear you. He's not deaf. He can hear you. This morning, Helen ruby my message because I wanted to talk about Elisha when he said to the widow, give me what you have because I wanted to eat. And she has not really anything. Whatever she have, it was maybe enough for one day or for one meal to eat and after she was going to die. But the man of God, Elisha, said, don't fear. Bring it to me, whatever you have. Give it to my hands. Because if I touch my hands, your house will be filled with a blessing for you and for your son and for generations to come. When you give it to God, he will not keep it for himself. He multiply to your life. He will bring a blessing to your family. He will. Don't fear to give it to the Lord. There are people who fear, I haven't not enough for me. Fear paralyzes your finance. Fear paralyzes your job. Fear paralyzes you progress on your study. Fear paralyzes you to success in a great business. Fear that makes you not to talk, not to open your mouth. My God plan for you and for me is to deliver from blessing to blessing, not fear. And I want you to touch somebody next to you and say, dear friend, not fear. God is loving you. He's going to bless you. God does not want to ask you to have a paralyzed spirit of fear, but he wants to ask you to be freeing. He wants to ask you to be glorified. He don't want us to live under the Central Inca society. He want us to have a job. He want us to have a business. He want us to have a progress in our life. He want us to have a qualification. He want us to be called by name, by professor, by doctor, by lawyer, by businessman. He wants you to run the country. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. God, he wants you on the front of you. The devil will try to paralyze you because you cannot do it. You cannot progress in your business. You cannot progress in your job. You cannot do it. Let me tell you, put the devil behind your back and tell him to go and you go further. If God is with you, who can be against you? If God is with you, who could be against you? No one. No one. God knows the number of your hair. Amen. Can you try to count Jerry hair? You try to count the Jerry hair. Or maybe Sammy hair. you maybe can count mine, but try to count Claudia hair. You try to count that, eh? But God knows the hair, the number you have. Amen. That's if He knows your hair, the number you have, He sure knows you and that He cares for you. He will not let you down. God knows how many hair you have. My little boy, he said this weekend, no. What happened to your hair? I said to my little boy, I said, I lose it on the shower. She went back to her mom and said, Mom, I don't want too many shower. I don't want to lose the hair like normal did. Amen. But if you have a shower for blessing, your hair will grow. Amen. If you have a shower for blessing, the hair you will grow. God will deliver you in from blessing to blessing. He delivered you from the fear of the dead and the fear of the grave. Amen. Because He delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit. He delivered us by the power of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Holy Spirit. We not receive the bondage of fear, but we receive the Holy Spirit. Fear not. Shake it out. Run it over. And working through with the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but the shall receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, let me tell you the story of Peter. Peter, when he was in the situation of, he's scared because of the people who knew that he was a part of the apostle of Jesus. And he lost the word. He could not speak. He was paralyzed. But when he received the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the mix of the people, he preached the gospel. He don't scare for the people. He don't scare for the anointing. He don't scare for the authority. He preached with the freedom. And the 3,000 people give their life to the Lord. Because no longer was he fear. He was belonging to Jesus. If you fear from the essere Christian or you shameful Christian or valuable, you will be losing your power. But if you progress and you possess and you have the anointing and you're screaming into the Lord and you not fear to be a Christian, you glorify the name of Jesus. Amen. You will glorify the name of Jesus. Satan will try to put you in there. He will. Satan will try. The devil will try to put you in there. I want to ask you to tell this devil, get out of me. Shake it over. Go ahead. When he tried to say, Jesus, if you're bound just to worship me for 1 second, I'll give you all the glory of the world. And Jesus said to him, it's written, glorify Jesus only. Glorify the Father in the heaven, not the things of the ground. Amen. So there is anointing. The devil will become, and he will try to put you in there, to tell you couldn't do it, to tell you you cannot succeed, to tell you you cannot have a better car, to tell you you have no money. He'll try. He'll tell you. But you can defeat him. Amen. You can defeat him. You believe it? Amen. Glory be to God. Sammy this morning showed me the car he bought. And I pray for his car. And I say, Sam, if this is your first car, it's going to be blessed. But don't forget, not be long, you'll drive a much better car. Amen. Amen. Sam, not just a little Mazda, but a big W, Mercedes-Benz. Yeah, hey? Amen. That's what God wants you to have. Don't fear. Just be strong. Don't fear what the devil said. Just put him in under your feet. Fear make you to lose your faith. I don't want to take any longer because I just want to pray for you this morning. Fear puts you down to lose your faith. But faith puts you up and glorify the name of Jesus. Faith, you receive anointing. Faith, it'll take you further. In 1 John 20, verse 19, Jesus, he said, receive the Holy Spirit. When he said, receive the Holy Spirit, he said, no fear, receive the anointing. When you receive the anointing, the Holy Spirit, the fear will disappear from you. You have no longer fear. The power of the fear will believe you. Peter was feeling down when he found himself in a situation. But when he was anointed with the Holy Spirit, he speaking boldly into the nation and to the people. And I want to finish with you this morning. Do not be afraid. If you don't remember what I said this morning, remember this. Not afraid. But learn to have a power in your life. Learn to have a power and let the Holy Spirit to lead you. Somebody no long ago, they told me, Pastor Tony, where is the Holy Spirit? And I said to him, the Holy Spirit is my best friend. He said, what? The Holy Spirit is my best friend. He said, how is your best friend? Because I said to him, I have a problem with so many friends. But I never have a problem with the Holy Spirit. He said, explain to me how this works. He said, I have a problem even with my wife sometimes, you know. Sometimes she drives me crazy. But the Holy Spirit never does that. He always, he embraced me, he kissed me, he loved me, he holding me by hands, he taking me to shop, he massaged my hands, he massaged my feet, and then he said, I love you. Preach my word, I be with you. Holy Spirit, I don't feel well this morning. He said, you will. I said, Holy Spirit, I don't know what to say. I will say for you. That's your friend. Yes. Don't let anybody to put you in there. Maybe you say, my pastor, I don't see the Holy Spirit. But let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is not leaving outside. He leaves it in your heart. Yeah? Yes. Amen. He's inside your life. Yes. Amen. You know, I have another university degree. But who I am to go to speak into Harare, 4,000, 5,000 people. You know who I am? I got the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's my best friend. He loves me. He takes care of me. He provided for me. He'll travel with me. You see the next me. When I do something wrong, he correct me. Don't do that. He's my best friend. Can we stand before the Lord?